back. What? A little bit. Oh. Okay, we'll talk a little about Bris Mila, this week's parasha. We'll start off with a halacha that the Gemara talks about in a few different places. Well, the main place is probably Shabbos, where it says in the parasha, we'll start off with a din that the Gemara says from the parasha of Tazria. You know, we have Bris Mila in Lech Lecha, and we have it again in Tazria. Uvayim Hashmini Yimol B'sar Olase. So in Parshas Tazria, it says two halachas next to each other. It says that the Isha, when she has the baby, she has tumas leda. V'tomash shivas yamim, she has tumas leda. And then it also says the halacha about the bris. So being that the two halachas are written next to each other, so Rav Asi says that they go together. Whenever the woman has tuma, then you give the bris on the eighth day. Whenever, if the baby is born in a way that the woman doesn't have tuma, then the bris is on the first day, on the day he's born. So how do you have a woman who has a baby without tumah? So there are four ways. Three are already mentioned over there. No, two are mentioned right there, and two others are mentioned in two other places. The most common one is a cesarean. The din is that the woman is only tumah if the baby is born the normal way. But if it's cesarean, there's no tumah on the Isha. So Rav Asi says that's an example. That baby would have a bris the day he's born. The same, because they're connected. The eighth day has to do with the tumah. The other way that the Gemara mentions is not negeh bizman hazeh, but it used to be that you could have a shifcha, normal shifcha, you tevel her, so she's considered a yid. But what if you bought a shifcha, and you didn't tevel her yet, and she already had a baby? So that baby, the mother is obviously not tummy because she's not Jewish yet. She was never tevelled. So that baby would have a bris on the first day. That's another way. The third way is a very interesting way. It's nowadays it became more known because it's happening, which is an amazing thing from Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is in the middle of Agadta in Masechta Chagiga, where it has a case that an Isha became Uberes, and she says that she's a Besula, that she was a Besula. So the Gemara says that it could be that she was Nisaber in Ambati, right? That in this bath there was Zera, and she became Uber. So the Shaila is, what's the difference how she became Uber? So Rashi and Tosfos have a girsa, they have a different way how they learn the pshat. But Rabbeinu Chananel has a different girsa, so the difference is whether the woman will be tame when she has the baby. He says that since it says Isha Kisa Zria, it means that she became a Uber through a Bia. But if she became a Uber without a Bia, then she's Tahar. So you know that nowadays this happens, right? They have, for Darkei HaRefuah, they have ways that she becomes Mu'ubar without a Bia. That they put in the Zera without a Bia. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, in that case, the lady is Tahar. And since she's Tahar, so you can't do the Bris. You don't do the Bris on the eighth day. Okay? That's the third way. And the fourth way is a Machloikas. We don't paskin this, but Rav Shravia in Balbasar as a fourth way, what if a woman has a tumtum? Okay, so the din is that we don't know what he is. But then they operated and it came out he was a zohar. So Rav Shravya holds that the woman is not tummy, because it says v'yol the zachar, it has to be nikur that he's a zachar immediately. And if you had to operate, then it's not called a zachar for this Indian of tumah. And Mimela, he also would have a bris on the first day. Okay, so sach hakol, we have four kinds of cases of births that the woman is tahar. Either that it was yotzei doifen, right? Or because she was a goy at that time, she was a slave goy, or because it was without a bia, or it was because it was a tumtum. In all these four, the woman is not tameh, and so the baby gets a bris on the first day.
Why is it tumtum? It's one of the other. She's
right. It's not because of that. It's because of a limud. We have a limud that it has to be nikr, even though he's a zachar. But since you couldn't nikr, you didn't see it. It's already a reason that she's not tameh. That's the Gemara's limud. We don't hold like him. At the end, the Gemara slugs him up. We don't hold like him. All right. Well, I'm no. Anyways, if you don't mal your child, it's not karis anyway. Karis is only if the person reaches bar mitzvah and doesn't do it. But if until he's bar mitzvah, there's no karis anyway. He's a considered oral, and you have to do the bris. Right. That's all the chiyuv. So these are the four cases. So the Gemara explains, yeah, it's still you still do, because since you're supposed to make them a yid, so you have to make him a yid and give him a bris. That's what the Gemara says. Fine, so the Gemara continues on, and the Gemara says, Ketanoi, it's really a machlokes tanoim, if they're connected or they're not connected. One Tana agrees with Ravasi that they're connected, the other Tana disagrees, and he does not connect them. He says, all children in the whole world all get a bris on the eighth day, regardless if tummy or not tummy, all children get a bris on the eighth day. So the shah is, how do we paskin? What's the psak halacha over here? So the Ron brings, there's all three possibilities. He says, the Rabbeinu Yoina paskin, give him a bris on the first day. The Ron says, I personally would paskin the other way, that you give him bris on the eighth day. And the Rif and the Rama paskin that both are a good, it's a good child, we don't know. So we're not machriya, we don't know if you give the bris on the first day and the eighth day. So if you're aware, the minug, people don't realize this. What's the minug? If a lady has a baby, a cesarean baby, or in the case, which I know that that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins l'maisa, that if, let's say, the baby was done artificially, that it was out of bia, so in these cases, we say, you give him a bris on the eighth day, but not on Shabbos. So people think that that's like the din. The din is that you give him a bris on the eighth day, but you don't do it on Shabbos. That's amaratzish, because in the Gemara, it says, beferish, ha-bohatalyan. It says in the Gemara, if it's the eighth day, then you do it on Shabbos. If it's the first day, then you don't do it on Shabbos either. The pshat is, we don't know when you're supposed to do the bris. So Memela, since we don't know, that's how the Ron explains it. We don't know who's, we go with the Rif and the Rambam. We don't know which way to go. So Memela, what are you going to do? You don't know if the bris is on the first day or it's on the eighth day. So you're not going to do it on the first day, because what if you're supposed to wait till the eighth day? So you give the baby the bris on the eighth day, misafik. And of course, it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos, because what if really you're supposed to do it on the first day? That is the standard Mahalach of the Rishayim. Right? We're going to see soon that the others want to say not like that, but that is what it says in the Ran. The Ran says, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Bahag all don't know. They all say we don't know. They all say it's a Safik, we don't know what we don't know. And Memela, since we don't know, we go like both. We say it might be that a cesarean is a bris on the first day, might be on the eighth day. Automatically, that means we don't know if you should do it on Shabbos. So what do you do if you don't know? You wait till the eighth day, and lamaisi, you don't do it on Shabbos. Now the Rambam writes it the way the Olam says it. The Rambam says, if it's a yotzei doifen, or the case with the guy, wait till the eighth day, but don't do it on Shabbos. So the Ravid right over there says, I don't understand, which way are you going? I mean, if it's the eighth day, you do it on Shabbos. If you don't do it on Shabbos, it's the first day. Ulai, so the Ravid, could be the Rambam is saying, I don't know. It could be the Rambam is saying, I am a supuk, and so he's like going, you know, both things, l'chumra. That's what the Ravid said. And Taka, we just mentioned, the Ram said, that's right. That's Taka, the right pshat in the Ram. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Bava Basra
Sveik
Derais
Lechumra would go which way?
Well, that's what exactly what you would do. Sveik Derais Lechumra would go, don't do it on Shabbos, because maybe Chil Shabbos. But also Sveik Derais Lechumra would be, don't do it on the first day, because it might be a Pasul Bris. Wait till the eighth day when you know you've got a good Bris, because you might be a little late, but a little late is good, is kosher. So that's what we always do. Anytime we don't know when to do the Bris, like let's say baby's born during Shkia. So what do? We wait. We always go to the later Zman. Okay, so that's how the Ran says it, and that's the standard Psha. Oh. Now,
there's another Rambam that's Moshiach. That's the right
time the Rambam is. Well, you'll see in a minute. That's what we're going to get. So Rav Moshe, in Dibreis Moshe, in Masechet Bava Basra, you know, in his Sefer, in his last Shtikel Torah, his last 18-page Shtikel Torah on Perek Yeshnei Chlin, he's not happy with that pshat in the Rambam. He says, it's true, the Raivan and the Ran did say that's pshat in the Rambam. He says it bothers him to say that's pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam doesn't usually write it that way. If the Rambam is mesupik, he writes, harei zeh safik, ulefichach, you know, you do it on the eighth day for that suffix, but you don't do it on Shabbos for that suffix. If the Rambam says, do it on the eighth day without Shabbos, it sounds like the Rambam is saying, mitam vad. And then he says even more so, it's a michshel. If there's a nafgamina lahalacha between them. Because the din is like this, that if you have an oral, if you have a little baby oral, you're not allowed to put truma on him. Like they used to, a shmir for babies, they used to put oil. So if he's an oral, you're not allowed, because an oral is not allowed to use truma. And we're talking about a Kohen's family, obviously. But the Gemara paskins that up till the day of the eighth day, when he's under 8 days, he's not called the oral, and you can shmir him with the truma. So somebody's going to read the Rambam, and he's going to have a Yetzer Daifin. And he's going to say, can I shmir the baby with oil of truma? So the Rambam says that the bris is on the eighth day, so he's going to think that he's allowed to do it. But and the emes is that it's really a suffix. He might be already mechuyav a bris on the first day, and he's really a suffix girl, and says the rice at the shmir. So how can the Rambam let you have such a michshel? So memela, it's mashma to him that the Rambam is saying that mitam vadai, the bris is on the eighth day for him, and still you don't do it on Shabbos. But the kasha is, let's beferish connect the Gemara, because the Gemara says, haba hatali. So how are we going to answer this kasha? So he takes us to another sugya. We really mentioned it already. The Gemara by the Tumtum. Okay, now the Gemara says, by the Tumtum, that's the Gemara in Yeshneichlin, that if a woman has a baby, a tumtum, and then they operate on him, and they see he's really a zachar, still the mother is tahar anyway, because there's a drush of yod zachar, she's only tahar if you could see it's a zachar immediately. And that's Rav Shravya. Then Rav Shizvi says, and Mimela I also say, that don't give him a bris on the eighth day. If you have this tumtum, which you operated, let's say you operated when he's 2 days old, so now you see he's a zocher, give him a bris today. Don't wait till the eighth day, based on the same idea, because since there's no tumah, so you do the bris right away. So if you look in the Rashbam over there, it says in the Rashbam, Einoi nimo bishmini, don't give him the bris bishmini, says the Rashbam, if it's Shabbos. So it's a tamer of Kolevsky already. Where do Rishbam see anything about Shabbos? That's not the pshat in the Gemara. You don't give him a bris on the eighth day, period. You don't give him a bris on the eighth day because the mother isn't tamei. What does it do with Shabbos? So pshat in the Rishbam, we can figure out where he got it from, but we still need to understand that we can still know the source, where the Rishbam, because we have to keep on going. If you read till the end of the paragraph of Gemara, you can see where he got it. The Gemara keeps on going. The Gemara says, Mesevei, how could you say that if a woman has a tumtum, she's tahar? There's a braisa, yolda tumtum, teisha betumah. She is tummy. And the braisa says, if you don't operate, so she's a suffix, she doesn't know what she had. She may have had a boy or a girl. We know there's double tumah by a girl. Right? By a boy, she's telling me a week. By a girl, she's telling me 2 weeks. So she has to machmer both ways because she doesn't know. But what do you see? That you are telling me by a tumtum. So it's kasha. Tiyuvta Rav Shravya. Up kishlokt avada, she's tummy. And so Rav Shravya said she's tar. No, the Brisa says she's tummy. Zakti more lemati heavy tiyuvta Rav Shizvi. So then it's also, Rav Shizvi's also shlugged up because Rav Shizvi said that you give the bris on the first day, but now he's shlugged up because the Brisa said you're tummy. So then the bris is on the eighth. Zakti more, nay, he's not shlugged up because Rav Shizvi will tell you that the Tana was not sure himself. When the Tana was Metame, the mother of the Tumtum, the Tana was doing it Misafik. And he was Machmer that she's Tame, but it was only Misafik. So the question is, okay, so if the Tana is Metame Misafik, so when should you give the bris? If the Tana is saying that the mother of the Tumtum is Safik Tame, so when should you give the bris to the baby? About the eighth day, because what if the mother's tummy? So it is still a shlug up on Rav Shizvi. Rav Shizvi said you don't do it on the eighth day, and Rav Shizvi is defending himself that I'm still right.
When did they find out?
They found out when he was a day old, 2 days old.
So then there's no suffix beyond that.
Yeah, okay, so but there's the drasha problem, because the drasha said that if it's born covered with a tumtum, even though you operate.
Once you get up to the eighth day, right, so it can only be after the eighth day that you go into the suffix.
Yeah, well, the Brisa, you didn't operate at all. The Brisa said that you don't know what he is, so she's Tamei Zachar Nekeva.
Then you can't do it
as a bris anyway. 100%. The Brisa is no bris.
Right.
We're just using the information from the Brisa. Now we're like switching the scenario. Now we have a new case. The case was that we did operate on the second day, okay, and we found him to be a Zachar. Okay. So Rav Shizvi and Rav Shravya tainted, the mother's still tar anyway. Totally tar, because there's a drasha that you have to be nikker, and if you're not nikker, you're not tame at all. And you give him the bris right away. So that's what they said. So the Gemara shlugged up Rav Shravya, said, you said that the mother is totally tar no matter what. The Brisa says befeish that the mother's tame. So the Gemara says, so lachar, he's all, also Rav Shizvi shlugged up. He said, you do the bris right away, and that he based that on the fact that the mother is tar, but now that the Brisa says that the mother is tame, then the bris is on the eighth day as well, in a case where you operate. So Rav Shizvi defends himself back, and he says, no. I taina that this that the Brisa said, that the mother of the tumtum is tame, the Brisa wasn't sure, the Brisa was misupik himself, that maybe since it wasn't nikar, maybe the mother's tar regardless, but maybe not. So the Brisa was being machmer. That's his defense. So the problem is, what kind of defense is that? So the bris is misupuk. So now, if the bris is misupuk, then weiter the bris should be on the eighth day, because at least it's a 50% chance that the mother's tummy. On the 50% chance of the mother's tummy, then the baby is on the eighth day. And whenever you're misupuk, the halacha is that you have to go to the eighth day. So how is he defending himself? So the Rashbam says again, because Rav Shizvi only meant Shabbos. When Rav Shizvi said, don't do the bris on the eighth day, Rav Shizvi meant don't do the bris on the eighth day if it falls out on a Shabbos. So now he defends himself properly. Because Taka, being that it's only a Suffolk eighth day, you are not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So now Rav Shizvi is good. That's how Rav Shizvi defended himself, because you would do it on a weekday on the eighth day. But if it's a Shabbos, you wouldn't, because it's a Safik. So he defended himself.
Would you ever do it on if the first day was Shabbos and she wasn't Tamei? Would you do the bris then?
No, because only when it's the eighth, well, right. You're right. Only by Mashamini. Right, yeah.
So Rav Shizvi say you do the bris right away?
He said, "Einoi nimol b'shemini." That was the words he used. "Einoi nimol b'shemini." So everybody thinks he means do the bris right away, but the Rashbam switched the pshat and he said, "Einoi nimol b'shemini." If it's a Shabbos, so we asked, where did he get that from? So the answer is he got it from the latter part of the Gemara, because when Rav Shizi defended himself, it only makes sense if he meant Shabbos. So that's how the Rishbam knew the whole time it meant Shabbos. So that's all very nice how he knew it, but that doesn't explain pshat. But Rav Shizvi said that he's not nimel on the eighth day because the mother is tahar. Now we know that that's on a weekday too. So why in the world is he talking about Shabbos? It's obvious, but there's no havon in it. It's obvious that Rav Shizvi was talking about Shabbos because you see it from later on when the Gemara moves over to Suffolk. So he obviously was talking about Shabbos the whole time because, or else, what does he say? But there's still no Havana. Why is he talking only about Shabbos when it's a din that when the mother is tahar, you do it on the first date regardless?
The suffix is
do we darshan? No, the suffix at the end is do we darshan that a covered up child is tahar, the mother is tahar. That's the suffix. Or maybe we don't make the drasha.
Not whether it's
a cave, right? The question is, do we make the drasha right? We don't know. Okay, so we have a problem with Rav Shizvi. Basically, the problem boils down to Rav Shizvi is taking this baby, who's a tumtum, and the beginning of the sugya, the mother is totally tahar, and Rav Shizvi is saying that this mother is tahar, and this baby, if it's a Shabbos, don't do it, but if it's a weekday, do it on the eighth day. There's no svara in that. There's no svar in that. If it's tar, then it's the... So Rav Kalevsky said over from Rav Chaim, he said, Teretz, it's in Chidush Rav Chaim Alevi. Rav Chaim explains the Rambam, and with that, you could also explain the Gemara. Rav Chaim says like this. Back to Shabbos again. The Gemara said that if the mother is tar, cesarean, the baby has a bris on the first day. If the mother is tamei, then the bris is on the eighth day. Said Abai to Rav Asi, I have a kash on you. Avram Avinu gave a bris to his baby boy Yitzchak on the eighth day. Was Sarah Tame? Was Sarah Tame? Said Abai, Sarah was not Tame because the Torah wasn't given. So there was no Tumah. So why did he give him bris on the eighth day? That was Abai's kash to Rav Asi. Doiros Rishonim Yoichihu. I have a raya against you from the Doiris Rishonim, from Avraham Avinu Bichvoid of Atzmai.
The second time when it says it.
Oh, so Rav Asi answered him back. Don't worry about that. The Torah, when the Torah was given, v'nischad shalacha, the halacha changed. Okay, that's what he told him back. So, you're right. They used to do it always on the eighth day. But once the Torah was given in Tazria, then the halacha changed over. And now you do it on the eighth day if it's Tameh, but if the woman is Tahar, you do it on the first day. So that's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. So Dr. Chaim, that's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. But there's another way you can learn the Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat Zazoy. That Abaye also knew about. He knew about that Chachma, that in Parshas Tazria, it connects it to the Tumah. He could also think of that. But the Pshat in Abaye is like this. That it turns out that it says two times in the Torah the inyan of a bris milah. One is in Lech Lecha, and one is in Tazria. Now there is a big difference. The one in Lech Lecha is not for Jews particularly, it's for Avram's children. And Rav Chaim, since he's going to the Rambam, he says, as we know, the Rambam holds that Arabs are included, and they are not all Arabs, only the ones that came out of Keturah. Avram had Keturah as a wife, and Keturah had Midian and Yishbak and Shuach and all those people that came out of Keturah in Parshas Chayisara. And the Rambam learns that all those Arabs have to do a bris Adah Yemazeh on the eighth day. Why? Because they're the children of Avram Avinu. So the Rambam says that Lamaisa, we don't know anymore which Arabs are from Keturah, which Arabs are from other but people, so they're all Suffolk Chayiv, so they all Suffolk have to do a bris on the eighth day. Every Arab should do it on the eighth day, me Suffolk, but if he doesn't do it, you can't kill him. So the Mishnah says, because you don't know, maybe he's the other Arab, but it's a Suffolk, that's the Rambam. So Al Kapanim state in the Rambam that the Pasuk in Lech Lecha goes on Bnei Avram. It's the Indian of Bnei Avram, it's not Al Yid, it's Al Zerav. And we also have in Tazria, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael, Vamarta Leam Isha Ki Tazria V'yolda Zachar, V'tama, you know, that a Yid has to have a bris on the eighth day. So Zokter V'chaim, what Abaye was saying is like this. Abaye was saying, I hold that every Jew has a double chiv to do a bris. He has a chiv mitzad that he's a Zera Avram. And also he has a chiv because he's a Yid. Meaning basically he's chayev al tzlech lecha, and he's also chayev al tzrim. So Abaye said, very nice that you have a drosha on Parshas Tazria that it says tumah next to the bris. So memela, whenever there's a tumah, it's the eighth day. Whenever it's not the tumah, it's not the eighth day. But lemaise, don't forget that every yid is also a son of Avram. So memela, he has to do a bris on the eighth day als lech lecha. Now als lech lecha, you don't need to be tameh, because it went on Doris Hashanah. Avram Avinu did that, and he wasn't tameh. The Arabs do that, and they're not tameh. So memela, you need to wait for the eighth day to chaparain the mitzvah mitzah the chiv and lech lecha. So you hear the whole lumdish way that Reb Chaim is learning up Abaye. That Abaye was saying that there's two chiyuvim, and I'm asking to you halfway. I'm asking to you mitzad your whole drosha. That's very nice that the tuma is connected with the eighth day, but I'm only masking to you legabe the mitzvah and tazria. But that's not enough of a lemaisa dika thing, because lemaisa you also have the din in lech lecha. As Dr. Chaim, that what's another nafkamina between the mitzvah in Tazria and mitzvah in Lech. One afkamina is that this one is for Yidin, and this one is even for Bnei Avram, even if they're not a Yid. Another afkamina is Chil Shabbos. If you are a Yid, and you need to do the Bris Milah because you're a Yid, then you have the mitzvah Uva Yom HaShemini, Zakti Gemar Uva Yom HaFilu B'Shabbos. You have to do it on Shabbos as well. But if you are a son of Avram, but you're not a Yid, let's say you're a Keturah, should you do a bris on Shabbos? So, okay, so you have to know the exam. If you're going to have a Goyisha Moyel, you have no problem, because they don't keep Shabbos anyway. But what if you want to use a Jewish Moyel?
The Yitzchak Yikarle Hazera. It seems like in the Tabra Paskins in Ilchus Adarim, that some of the other Mezer Avram, also be Israel, the Begir, the Mutu, the Umasa, the Mafila, the Nesh Malvesa. He doesn't, he's not a chal between the Bidei Keturah and not Bidei Keturah.
By the Neder. Uh-huh.
Okay, but he says the Torah, the Taz brings down that that's because Ki Yibi Yitzchak to Karla Chazera. It's only Taz to be Yitzchak, but the Bidei Keturah are.
Okay, you are right as far as calling it Zer Avram. But as far as the mitzvah bris milah, we have like a limud from the word, I think, S or something. La rabbis b'nei keturah. So that's a gemara in Sanhedrin on Nun Tesamid Beis, that there's a limud that they have to do the bris. So, I mean, it's in the Rama. You have to do it. So Lamai said that the Reb Chaim says that the din is if you have a Bnei Keturah who is eighth day turned out on Shabbos. So he says that he holds that Avada, there's no Chil Shabbos. If they're only miles of Yid, you can't do Chil Shabbos. So, and the reason is because it doesn't say over there anything, it doesn't say in Lech Lecha to do Chil Shabbos. The whole thing about Chil Shabbos is written Tazria, Uvayim Hashmini. So if you're a Yid and you're Bnei Yisrael, you're Chil Shabbos. If you're a Lech Lecha, there's no Chil Shabbos.
What about Avodim?
Avodim, I don't know the din. You're asking like this, Lecher. You're saying, because Avodim are really only mentioned in Lech Lecha. So that is where it says Avodim, yeah. It doesn't say it in Tazria, so you're saying a Ha'ara. I never heard, I mean, as far as I know, you do it on Shabbos. But I don't know, I hear your heart. It happens to be the Minchas Chinuch thinks you even do B'nai Keturah on Shabbos. But okay, but Reb Chaim says, push it to him that you don't do B'nai Keturah on Shabbos. So Zokter Reb Chaim, Hayoytze Mikol Hanal, that Abaye has a new Mahalach, and Abaye says there's two Chiyuvim, there's one in Tazria, there's one in Lech Lecha, you have to go through both. Every Yid has the both of them. And even if he's not in that one, he could still be in that one. A regular normal yid has both. But if you're, let's say, a yotze doifin, where you don't have the tumah, so you're out of tazria, but you didn't lose your lech lecha, and memela, you need to still do the bris on the eighth day because of lech lecha. So that was Abai's tine. Lamaiser Avasi argued back, and he told him it's not true. Nitna toyer v'nischad shalacha. There's only one parsha. There's only, you go by tazria and purely tazria, and there is no two parshas. But Abai held that there's two. Zokter v'chaim. That's pshat in the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that the din is like Abaye, that there's two. And now the Rambam said that a yoytze doifin gets a bris on the eighth day, and he cannot do it on Shabbos. So we brought down, most Rishonim said that the Rambam didn't mean suffik. But Rav Moshe didn't like that. Rav Chaim doesn't like it either. He says the Rambam is mashma mitam vare. Pshat is, the Rambam is saying Abaye. Abaye would tell you such a thing, that you have to give him a bris on the eighth day because mitzad lech lecha, and lech lecha is not totally in any tumah. But lemaisa, you definitely wouldn't be able to do chil Shabbos because anything that goes into lech lecha is no chil Shabbos, and mitzad tazria, there's no chil Shabbos. Ad kan divrei Rav Chaim. Now I just want to tell you an interesting thing. I just want to mention it here. I wrote it down. Rav Moshe writes in his sefer there, in Dibris Moshe, at the end of the sefer, that in Luban, at a Sudas Bris Mila, Kimdumani Shahoya Zabishnas Tuf Resh Pei Hei Bisheni Be'ir. That Rav Moshe says he thinks it was 1925, I think, Bez Ir, Shel Bni Harishoin Pesach Chaim Olav HaShalom. Rav Moshe had a son, Pesach Chaim Olav HaShalom, Asher Babu Nisein Arab, Nilkach Menu Lamoroim, Behei Elul Tafresh Peivav. He only lived 1 year old. V'yoshu ve'ilai bizman tchias ha-mesim. So he said this exact same shot in the Rambam at the bris of this boy. Uchshazorani Hashem Yisborach. Ubasi lekan. I came here to New York. Bishnas Tafresh Tzadi Zayin. Yeah, like in 1936. Ra'isi Sefer Chidush Rav Chaim Halevi. He found, that's the first time he ever saw Chiddush Rav Chaim Halevi. Umotzasi shehagoyin Rabbeinu Chaim mebrisk zetzal omar zeh. V'nehanesi shekivanti lidivrei ge'oin ha'oilam. That's what Rav Moshe writes in his sefer. That he said the exact same pshat at the bris, and he saw 12 years after that when he came to America that Rav Chaim, he was very happy that Rav Chaim said the same pshat. So that is the pshat. Now, the only thing is that Rav Chaim stops there, but there's two ha'aras that you could ask on Rav Chaim. The first ha'ara is that in Hilchas Psak, why would you paskin like Abai? The way the Gemara writes it out is that Abai said to Rav Asi, Doyeris HaRishayim, Yerichichu, don't you see from the Doyeris HaRishayim that the bris is on the eighth day? And then Rav Asi told him back, no, Nitna Toyav Nischad Shehalach. Now, in the normal flow, it wouldn't look like they were arguing. Because it doesn't say, Abaye Omar. It says like in a question form. Abaye asked a question, and Rav Asi answered him back. So, normal, I would think you paskin like Rav Asi. And so, why would the Rambam paskin like Abaye? And Rav Moshe brings this up himself. He says, it's not so pashit that it was a machlaikis. Especially, there's a girsa there, the Rif's girsa, that Abaye, that it wasn't Rav Asi, it was Rabba. Rabba was Abai's Rebbe. So it comes out that Abai asked his Rebbe a kasha, and his Rebbe told him a teretz. So we're going to paskin like Abai's kasha? It's a little bit shver. That's one har. The other har is, how do we know b'chlal to learn the Gemara in this very mechudish lamdisha way to learn the piece of Gemara? What's wrong with learning the Gemara pashup shat? That Abai just was asking, how did Avram do it? And he gave him a teretz. How do we know to learn Abai this whole way? But this is what Rav Klevsky said, and really Rav Moshe also really says it. Now that we have the Gemara in Baba Basra, by the Tumtum, Imamish, it's Mechazik Rav Chaim's Pshat. Because we already went through the whole Shaklev attire of the Gemara, that it turns out that Rav Shizvi was saying that you don't give him a bris on the eighth day to the Tumtum, but only if it's Shabbos. So we said that that's how the Rashbam learned up the Gemara, but there's no Havana in that. Why in the world, if it's not on the eighth day, then it should be on the first day, Stamazoi. Why should it be an eighth day if it's a weekday and if it's Shabbos not? So Zokt of Kolevsky and the same thing Rav Moshe, you see that the Stam Gemara holds like Abaye. The Stam piece of Gemara holds like Abaye, meaning that you have this Tumtum. The issue is that his mother is Tahar. The issue is that his mother is Tahar. We have this Drasha. And if she's Tahar, you don't have the whole Indian of Tazria. You don't have the whole Tumah, so you don't... Okay, so Rav Shizvi said, then you don't do him on the eighth day. But he meant as far as Tazria goes, you don't do on the eighth day because that's connected with the Tumah. But Avada, the Gemara, understood that you do have the eighth day of Lech Lecha because that is not connected with Tumah. So Mimela, you would give this Tumtum a bris on the eighth day. I mean, you operated and we know he's a Zachar. So you would do it on the eighth day, Mitzad Lech Lecha. So what is Rav Shizvi saying that you don't do it on the eighth day? If it's a Shabbos. Because for a Chilul Shabbos, we need Tazria. Basically, it's a Chazoras Hashir. The whole Gemara in Yesh Noichlin is a Chazoras Hashir of Abaye's words. That the Pshat is any time that you are Tar, that the mother is Tar, you lose the eighth day from Tazria, but you still have the eighth day of Lech Lecha. Nafkamina being, what's the difference between this eighth day and that eighth day? Nafka being Chil Shabbos. When you have the eighth day of Tazria, then the Torah writes, do it on Shabbos. When you have the eighth day of Lech Lecha, then you do it only if it's a weekday. So here you have that case. You have this Tumtum, his mother is Tar. So you won't have the eighth day Mitzad Tazria, but you will have the eighth day Mitzad Lech Lecha. So therefore the Rashbam says, very nice. So when he said, don't do an eighth day, he meant if it's Shabbos. But if it's a weekday, and that's Muchach in the Gemara. So from this piece of Gemara, we learn two things. We learn that Abaye, that's the right Pshat Abaye. And we learn how to Paskin. We also see how to Paskin, because the Stam Gemara goes with Abaye. So Memela, that would be the Mekor for the Psak Haramba. Okay, that's the Iker of the Iker.
What does Abaye do with it?
That's Mamash. We're going to get to that question very, 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 very quick in a minute. So, this is the Rashbam's Mahalach and Rosh Shizvi, right? Right, and we're saying the Rambam too, right? There, Rosh Shizvi never holds his bris on that first day, right? Never. Exactly. Fine, and that's how the Rambam is paskening. So that makes it more gishmak when people go around saying that if you have a cesarean, the bris is on the eighth day, but it's not on Shabbos, so they have a mokum for what they're saying. It's not such amaratus. Maybe they even Rav Chaim. According to Rav Chaim, it's true. The bris is taka on the eighth day, but it's not Michal Shabbos. It's not like the Ran. The Ran said that the reason we're doing this is because we don't know when to do the bris. That's what the Ran said. But according to Rav Chaim, it comes out that it's really true. The bris is taka on the eighth day, mitam vad. Now, there are still three remaining kashas on the whole thing that Rav Chaim said. First kasha I saw on two svarim, the Sefer Birkas Kohen, that's from Rav Shmuel Deutsch, Shlita, Rashiva in Kol Taira in Eretz Yisrael, and also Dvar Moshe from Rav Moshe Rosmarin also asked the same kasha. They said that what is this whole shtickle, the whole Rav Chaim? Rav Chaim saying that every Jew has like two mitzvahs to Malisa. One, because he's a Yid, because Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, from Tazria. One, because he's the son of Avram, so he's not any worse than an Arab. He's the son of Avram. But don't we know the famous Perash Mishnayis l'Rambam? The Rambam himself says, famous in Gid Hanoshe, in 7th Perek of Chulin, Dalechaz, like the Rambam, you should know that anything that a Yid does, he only does what Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded on Har Sinai. But none of the things that were commanded to other Nevi'im or anything else, we don't do those things. So he gives the example, let's say, Avraham Min Achai. He says, do we do Avraham Min Achai because Noach was told about it? No, we're not Mechuyev in Noach's things. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Bris Mila, says the Rambam. Are we doing bris mila because Avram Avinu was told to do a bris? No. Rak mishum sha'amoyisha Rabbeinu nitztave b'har Sinai, do a bris, just like Avram did. That's what makes us have to do a bris.
Yeah, Moshe said two things. He said, do it like Avram did, and he said, like, do it like the Caesarea.
Okay. Well, that's part of what I'm going to answer, but let's first think about the question. The question is assuming that the one that Hashem said to Avram, Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told this to Avram Avinu, but let's stop there. I mean, how do we know to go further than that? In other words, just like the Rambam wrote on Noach, right? The Avram Nechai to Noach, taket. It's only to Noach. And they keep the one in Noach, and we keep the one in Re'eh. We keep the one that says it twice. One is for the B'nai Noach, and one is for us. They keep that one, we keep this one. So in other words, the way they're understanding and their kash is, why don't we do the same thing by Bismillah? Let's split it up. We'll give the Goyim the one in Lech Lecha, because that was Tavram and his children. And we'll keep the one in Tazria, which is set to B'nai Yisrael. How does Rav Chaim know that we get both of them? That's the one question. B'nai Keturah is not repeated. Okay, so Memela. It has to be that. Okay, right. So they'll get the B'nai Keturah one. So when we'll keep Tazria. Why should we get both? Rav Chaim's saying every Yid has both.
It takes to that. It's only because it's repeated in Tazria. Maybe, like you see, like Gidon Asher is not repeated.
Is never repeated.
Okay, so how do we keep it? Why do we
have right, so the Rambam says on Gidon Asher Taki, he says what happened was that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, we've got to do it.
So Sazria was Moshe Rabbeinu saying one halacha, and he said over Balpeh.
He said,
just like he told Gidon Asher.
Okay, so I hear you saying, why can't it be just like Gidon Asher?
Exactly.
Why can't it be just like Gidon Asher? Okay, so the truth is that to explain their kasha, I should add another thing. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if it was said once and was never repeated, then it was removed from the B'nai Noach. The Gemara's Gufa says, like, let's say Gidon Asher. Do Goyim have to keep Gidon Asher? No, because it was removed. Anything said once was removed from the B'nai Noach and was given to us. But if it was Nemra finished and it was said twice, then they get one and we get one. So
why would the B'nai Keturah have to have anything?
Because they get one and we get one. So exactly. They have that one.
Yeah,
that was makes the kasha better. Okay, you'll see in a minute that if you do the whole piece of Gemara, that could help us answer it, but that's the kasha. The second kasha is from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish in Gil Yoinoi says the following ha'ara on Rav Chaim. He says, so Rav Chaim, you're saying like this. Let's keep the chesed. You're saying that there are two parshas. There's Lech Lecha for the children of Avram, and there is Tazria for B'nai Yisrael. And if you're a Yoitza Doifin, right, so your mother is Tahar, so you don't have Tazria. So why are you going to do it on the eighth day? Because you're in Lech Lecha. So what if a Giyoyris will have a Yoitza Doifin? This is what Chazon Ish asked on Rav Chaim. What if a Giyoyris will have a Yoitza Doifin? I never heard that you do the bris on the first day. You do the bris on the eighth day. So why? Zil hocha, kireach mikan v'kireach mikan. If you're going to try to get him into Tazria, he's tam not in it, because the maisa, the mother is tar. So Elamai, you'll say, but he's one of the children of Ram. He's not one of the children of Ram physically. I mean, we're talking about physically here, right? That they're one of the B'nai Avram. So he's not a B'nai Avram. So Memela, he's out of both. So you didn't answer the kasha. Your answer is not enough of an answer. That's his time. In other words, Bishlof, if you go the old method, like the Ran and the Rishonim, that the Rambam was Pashit Mesupik. Okay, very good. So the Rambam is Mesupik. So that's a good Mahalach. So the Rambam is Mesupik. That maybe we don't hold the whole thing at all. And Memela, maybe everyone has a bris on the eighth day, regardless. That's a good Mahalach. But if you start saying this whole Lamdisha Mahalach, that there's Tazria and there's Lech Lecha, then you're going to get trapped by a gim. That's the Chazon Ish's kasha. So some people say, no, a ger is mamish called Zera Avram, and they bring mamish that Shulchan Aruch that you just brought, because it says if somebody made a neder from Zera Avraham, then it includes gerim too, because the makor of that halacha is ki av hamoin goyim nisaticha, Hashem called him a av, so memela, a ger would be Zer Avram. He's mamish Zer Avram. Okay, that's a chiddush. And others say it's not everyone agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz there disagrees. He's not the Taz, the Bach. The Bach says, I don't know where the Makor of this is. Avada ger is not called Zer Avram. Well, that's one. They start arguing about that. Yes. But there is not al Zer Avram. That's because there's a pasukim besulais mizera beis Yisrael. So do we darshan from there that as long as she was under three, so it's called nizru besula beis Yisrael. But it doesn't say about Zer Avram there. Whereas here we need Zer Avram. It's not that. Okay. That's the Hazanish's question. And the third question is what somebody asked this already. What's going on, according to Rav Chaim? Something's going on. We don't know what is going on. Abaye said, there's two things. There's Lech Lecha and Tazria. So Abaye said that even if you're not in Tazria, you're in Lech Lecha. So Rav Asi tells him, no. Nitna Torah of Nishchad Shalach. The Torah, it changed. What's going on? I mean, why? Yeah, why no? I mean, like, what's the Soyd Hadavar over here? Should there be two or should there not be two? Rav Chaim doesn't explain, just says, Abai said there's two parashas, and Rav Asi told him back, no, there isn't. But ma. So on the third kasha, Rav Moshe says pshat. He said it on his own, as we already know, 12 years before he saw the Rav Chaim. So he said pshat's like this. He said, what's going on is that the Abaye with Rav Asi are arguing in the two pshatim in Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin said, we mentioned it earlier, the Gemara Sanhedrin said, if the Torah wrote a mitzvah two times, one to the Goyim and one to the Yidin, then the Goyim keep the one for the Goyim, and the Yidin keep the one for the Yidin. If it only said it one time, then the Goyim lose it, and it goes over to the Yidin. For example, Gidei Noshe is it one time, it used to be for Bnei Noach, and now that the Torah was given, it was no more for them, it switched over for us. So the Gemara says, oh, so according to your rule, how many times is Bris Milah? Two times. So Ibizoi, are you telling me that Goyim and Yidin have to keep Bris Milah? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Should come out according to what you're saying, that the Bris Milah is Nemra Venishnis. It's said once and twice. So Goyim should keep Bris Milah? Frick the Gemara. So the Gemara has two truths. So the Gemara says, first of all, that's not called Nemra V'nishis. That's not called that two times. Why? Because if the second time says Chidushim, that's not called Chazorah. Chazorah is when I always tell my Bachim, Chazorah is for what you know. If you don't know it, then you're not Chazoring. So the Pshat is, the first time it says Brismila, but the second time the Gemara says it add in Chil Shabbos. The second time, adding that you do a bris on Shabbos. So that's not called Nemar Venishnis, it's not called Chazor, it's called once. V'zachdimar v'iboy seim anocha teretz, maybe loyla, maybe it's called twice. So it says the Gemara, well, who cares if it's twice? It doesn't matter that it's twice. Because let's talk about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Lech Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said beferish, v'zaracha, you're the children of Avraham. So Mimela, who's the children of Avraham anyways? The children of Avraham anyways is us. So Mimela, what's the issue? Fine, it's Nemar V'nishnis. So they could keep theirs, and the Yidin will keep theirs. It's gonna be weiter that only Yidin are gonna do Bris Mila anyways, because we're the Zer Avraham anyways. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean? Avraham had more children. He had Yishmael. So Gemara says, no, he's not. He's not. Kibi Yitzchak Korel Chazer. He's not called. He had Esav. No, Bi Yitzchak. V'loi Kol Yitzchak. So the Gemara ends up saying, the only children of Avraham anyways is us. So Mimela, it's the whole thing is Nishne Geya. It's Taka Nemra Vinishnis. And Taka, the Goyim keep theirs. And the Yidin keep theirs. And who's the Goyim? Us. I mean, we're the only people that are there anyways. The ones that are in Geya. So these are two Mahalchim in the Sugya. So Zokter Moshe, Sikum HaSugya, there's two Mahalchim. There's one that Milo is only one time. First pshat in the Sugya, Milo is considered said one time because it's one big thing, because it's not a Chazorah. It's adding Chil Shabbos. And there's Iba Yiseima, that Milo is twice, but we got both of them. Milo is once in Lecha. Taka chazered over Nachamol and Tazria, but we're the only ones that are negev for each. So Dr. Moshe, that's the machlekas of Ravasi and Abaye. Abaye held like the Iboy same. Abaye held that the sugya of Bris Mila was twice. So Mimela, Abaye says, once is Mitzad Goyim, and once is Mitzad Yidin. Now Lamaisa, we're the only Goyim that's Negev, because we're the only ones who have the children, and Taka B'nai Ketur. We and the B'nai Ketur are the only ones left that are the children of Avram, that count for children of Avram. Well, the Gemara Taka goes on to ask that on that page in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, I think it's from S. Brisi Hefer Larabas B'nai Ketur. So we have a limit to include B'nai Ketur. So Rabbi held, it comes out that there's two chiyuvim. It's once, and it's chazer over another time. So Memela, Abaye said, even if you're not in that chiyuv, you're still in the other chiyuv. Ravasi, on the other hand, said, I hold like the other pshat in Sanhedrin, that there's one parsha. The parsha began in Lech Lecha, and there was no chazara. The parsha in Tazria is a hemshich, where it added new chidushim. So it's not called a second time, it's called one big parsha. So Rav Asi said, I hold that it's nitna Torah. Now the Torah was given, and the Torah started adding all these new dinim over there. V'nischadsho halacha. The Torah is adding all these halachas to tell you that now the halacha works azoy and azoy. So Memela, that's what where Rav Asi was coming from.
That would make more sense according to that pshat, that the B'nai Keturah, you would be Mechal Shabbos for a bris of B'nai
Keturah. Oh, you mean because now they're... Because it's all one thing together.
And
very good.
And
I hear.
It was only for Shabbos.
Masha'en
came the other
Shabbos. I hear. That's good. And Taka, it makes sense. Rav Chaim's, he's the one that said that you don't do the Chil Shabbos, and he's the one that said it was two parshas. Okay, I hear. You're saying good, I hear. Oh, so Memela, Zokter Moshe.
How did Rav Shizvi know to override the first day or the second day from Tazria and do like B'nai Avram? Why didn't he say Tazria takes precedence and you should do their bris?
Oh, I guess that the pshat is that if a person has, I think he deals like this. What if a person has two mitzvahs on his head? One says do the bris right away, and the other mitzvah says you have to wait to the eighth day. So I guess what you do is you wait to the eighth day because you'll hop around both mitzvahs. I don't know if like either overrides, but if you have both, then you wait till you can do both. If you do it now, you'll miss one totally. I guess that's the way it works. So now, pshat's like this. Zokter of Moshe, which one of the two Iboy Seimas does the Rambam hold like? Okay, so you can do it with the Chochmah and figure it out according to the Shtickle, but he wants to directly figure it out. Says Rav Moshe, the way to figure out it is like this. The Nafka Mina between the two Drachim, the Nafka Mina is, how do you know that a Esav wouldn't need a bris? How do you know that a son of Esav doesn't need a bris? So if you hold that, like the first way in the Gemara, that the Torah only wrote it one time, that it's written one time, so the answer is because anything written one time only goes for Jewish people. That's the klal, gidanasha, anything. If you go like the Iboy Seima, that Mila is twice, then Esav actually would be included in Lech Lecha because he's biologically from Avram Avinu, then the way to exclude Esav is because B'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara B'Loi Esav, L'Loi Kal Yitzchak.
But even if you have it once, it's still B'nai Keturah includes in the Russia. So how do you know that Russia doesn't include all B'nai Avram?
Okay, well you see the Gemara says that. The Gemara writes because B'Yitzchak and S, and the Gemara figures it out.
That Russia need both ways.
Oh, you want to say that maybe the S would have even included... I hear. That's what I hear. Rav Moshe doesn't seem to hold that the S would have gone. I see what you're saying. Rav Moshe holds that the S, I have to look inside the Gemara and see if it's... He learns the S only would go on the B'nai Ketur. I have to look inside. Zokter Moshe, so now we can figure it out. Because the Rambam in Melachim asked the Kasha, why don't the Bnei Esav have to do a Bris Milah? And the Rambam answers, Be Yitzchak. So you see from there that the Rambam paskins that it's the Boisema, that there's a Chiv on Zera Avram, that there's two Parshas. So Memeil, Zokter Moshe, no, that's Mamish Tims with the Shtikal Teir that we said the whole time. That the Rambam paskins like Abaye, and he paskins like the Gemara and Baba Basra, that there are two parshas, and that's going like the Ibo Yisema, that there are Taka two parshas, and therefore one is for Bnei Yisrael and Tazria, the other is for Zerav Ram, so it's a good Kasha. Esav should have a bris. So Rama had to say the Teretz Alts B'Yitzchak. Now the only Kasha left is the following Kasha, that if it's true that that mitzvah for Yidin is in Tazria, and the mitzvah for Bnei Avram is in Lech Lecha, why did the Rambam bring in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when the Taryag Mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Bris Milah is from Lech Lecha? Lechayra, the Taryag Mitzvahs is for Bnei Yisrael. So the one, this one is Mitzad the Goyish of Yid, right? The Bnei Keturah, because we're looking at the Bnei Keturah. That's not the Taryag Mitzvahs. The Taryag Mitzvah should be the one in Tazria. So why did he bring the one in Lech Lecha? So I want to answer according to something the Briskerov once said on a different inya. I can't say it over now. Briskerov said that if, let's say, you even in a case that it was written twice, so one is for the Yid, one is for the Goy, but if there is any halacha that was not repeated, we'll get that too. Because even though the general din was repeated, was twice, but the one halacha that wasn't repeated will go to the Yid. Is memela, the pshat's like this. It's true. The one in Tazria is for Yidin. The one in Lech Lecha is for any Ben Avram. But we need it for a case when you're Tahar. So that din will go over to the Yid. So memela, that's why the Rambam was allowed to bring the Pasuk in Lech Lecha, because it does apply to us. Because the Parsha in Lech Lecha is primarily for a Ben Noach, but we need it too, because it makes us a Chiyuv in all those kind of cases where the mother is Tahar. So Memela, we also have the Mitzvah in Lech Lecha. So once we understand that, we can answer all the Kashas. We ask the Kasha from the Chazon Ish, so how about if you're a Ger? The answer is, because we have Lech Lecha Mitzad Yid. Because since that din was never repeated, the din when you're Tahar, so then that halacha was given to Bnei Yisrael, not as a Zer Avram, as a Bnei Yisrael, and a Ger is a Bnei Yisrael. And we also asked, but we don't keep anything that it was said to Avram Avinu, the Rambam and Perish Mishnais. True. But obviously, that din of when you're Tahar was repeated on Har Sinai for us. So we are... We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was told again both things. He was told Tazria for the Yidin, and he was really primarily told Lech Lecha for the Goyim, but any special case which was not repeated was also given to Moshe Rabbeinu for the Yidin. So we are doing Lech Lecha mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu. And the third kasha we already answered. The third kasha was, what is the whole machloikis between Abai and Ravasi? They're arguing the two Lashonis. That's the whole.
They don't want to wrap them with Pesach.
So that's right. That's only Pesach.
It can't be
Oral
to Pesach.
Yeah.
So it's not considered.
They don't bring
that's not a special
law.
Even though it's really three mentions.
It does mention
Pesach.
Yeah.
And maybe that answers the question. Somebody asked about heaven. That's specifically by the
I hear.